Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is from Wyatt. Hi guys, and maybe gal. I listened to the Demon Daily episode where Nathan mentioned a student getting bad grades crossed off their transcript, and I want your advice on how I could go about trying that. My junior year of high school, I was in the Running Start program, which meant I was enrolled in full college courses. I did this my junior and senior years of high school. I know not to make excuses, but I was only 15 and 16, and I fucked off way too much, resulting in pretty poor grades. I scraped by with 70s in every class for my first year. Okay. By my second year of college, I had mostly gotten my shit together, but it is incredibly frustrating to have my opportunities slashed because of two bad semesters. Do you know how I could get these grades stricken from my record? Otherwise, do you recommend a GPA addendum? If so, I know to keep it short and point out my straight A's since my bad year, but should I mention the running start being young thing? Thanks.
I would try to get them expunged if you can. I didn't really even know this was a thing until very recently. One of our current students went back to their undergrad institution and said, you know, basically this type of a situation where it was like, hey, you've got these grades on my transcript that are killing my future law school chances. These weren't part of my actual undergraduate education.
Yeah.
Can you remove them from my record? Like, I didn't need them for graduate. I think you're fucked, Wyatt, if you need those credits for graduation. Yeah. If you actually used those credits to graduate, I think you're fucked. But if those credits actually didn't help you graduate at all, and they just happened to be appearing on a transcript, I really do think, I mean, I've seen it happen. I don't know how to do it.
You just got to get on the phone.
But I do know that it is a thing.
There are people who won't know the answer right away, but they'll say, maybe you should talk to this person in this department. Great. Connect me with them. And you will learn. Yeah.
It's interesting that you said phone.
They like to email.
Kids these days, I think, don't like using the telephone. I personally don't like using the telephone. I mean, I kind of tend to shy away from it. But I think the phone is probably your best shot here. It's really easy to just ignore emails.
You also learn a lot more. Like,
you know,
I just called the government office the other day. Yesterday, yeah, right. I was in my car and I was like, oh, I just got a call. I called. And as I'm getting an answer to my question, she's like, by the way, are you doing this? And I was like, yeah. She's like, oh yeah, most people assume that they can do this, but you actually can't. You need to get this other person involved. And I was like, well, it's really good to know, because even if she had literally answered my question, I would not have learned any new information. It's just the ease of communication, or someone says something briefly, not about expungement, but about something else. And you're like, wait, what? I could do that? And then all of a sudden you're off and running with new information that you would have never gotten if you had, one, never gotten an email response, or if you did, would probably be limited to the mere question you were asking. It's also just so much faster. You pick up the phone, boom, you have an answer. You email, you may wait 2 days.
Yeah. It seems like it's going to be a pain in the ass, right? Because you think you're going to have to wait on hold, or you're going to have to leave them a message. They're going to have to call you back. But it's harder for people to ignore phone calls, and they might answer. And if they do, you might just get your shit taken care of immediately. It's the fastest route to a yes. It's also, as Ben says, fastest route to getting more information that might lead you toward a yes. I don't think that this is a thing that is going to like have a super high rate of success. But when it does happen, you know, if Wyatt, if you can actually get these grades off of your record entirely, that's a huge win. So it's definitely worth making some phone calls, and it's also a very lawyerly behavior to like, be a bulldog on your own behalf. Right? Like, just get on the phone, make some calls, make it happen. Good luck. If you can't get them off your record, then sure, I think an addendum is good. I definitely think pointing out, hey, these grades were from my junior and senior years of high school. I don't think you need to say, I mean, definitely don't say anything about fucking off.
It will have the intended effect.
Or
it's like you were young and stupid. And
they'll get it.
It's the exact thing we want you to avoid talking about in your personal statement. But when you're talking about something shitty, we want them to think of you as young and a long time ago.
Yep. So, yeah. So, I mean, it could just be two sentences and you can keep all the editorialization out of it. You just say these grades were from a, what did you call it? Fast start. These grades were from a fast start program that I did in my junior and senior year of high school.
Yep.
My college grades are 4.0 the whole time. Just state the facts. Don't, the more you, I can sense from the way Wyatt has phrased this email. And I mean, this is an email to his, you know, podcast buddies. So it's a casual, but it just like the second you start making any kinds of conclusions or claims or whatever, you're going to get yourself into really shaky ground. So just stick with those facts only. They will be more than willing to make the inference and they'll understand why you're writing that.
Yep.
They'll get it. They'll go, oh, junior and senior year. Yeah. Okay.
All right. If you email daily@lsatdemon.com, if you have a question you want to ask us or you want to share some LSAT or law school admissions news, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.